So Gus decided he would do. Gus decided he would do something about it. He got out of the pool while skinny dipping, or while full naked as Jaybird, chased this guy fully clothed with the intent. Yes, he was chasing him while nude. He was saying come here, and that guy was saying no. And if he would have caught him, I'm sure thinking what Gus was thinking, he was going to take his clothes off and throw him in the pool. Now, would that have flown by today's standards? No. But at that time, he was a fucking American hero.
Yes.
In my head. Because the dude wasn't skinny dipping. He was just watching everyone else do it fully clothed.
And I'm glad I didn't go to that party. Quality.
Hands up. Who's gone skinny dipping?
I got arrested for it. Oh, no. I don't want to tell that fucking story.
Wait, which one?
The older I got arrested with my underwear.
Oh, that's skinny dipping.
That counts as freaking like.
Oh, okay, well then never mind.
Because I picked your ass up.
Never mind.
Did you get hit with indecent exposure?
No, I don't think you told that story on the podcast yet.
I did, public but it wasn't, intoxication.
It wasn't recording.
Oh yeah, but like, okay, that's. I guess that's not all that bad. I mean, what was the fine price?
Fighting.
No, jail time. What was the price of
jail time? Slap on the wrist.
What was it, like a day?
Don't do this again, you crazy kid.
I mean, we got him out that the next day.
It was a night. Yeah, spent a night in the drunk tank. You want to hear the story?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's hear it from Jay's perspective, and then we'll get the outsider's perspective.
Well, because you weren't there for the whole thing.
I picked you up.
Yeah, but you weren't there for everything.
And we're still not invited to the wedding.
And I would like to know what happened. I would like to know what happened because I don't remember very much.
I'm pretty sure you don't.
Oh, okay. You tell me what happened then.
Let me know what you remember and I'll let you know.
Before we get into the story, everybody, thank you for giving us a second chance. Gus here.
Cody.
Joseph.
Jackal.
Thank you for giving us a second chance. Love you. Let's get into it.
Okay. So my story, I'm going to do this the M. Night Shyamalan way. I'm going to start at the end and then go back to the beginning with glimpses of flashes in between. Okay. So my story, let's start it this way. Have you ever met one of those guys who's an asshole when they're drunk?
Yeah.
They get drinking and turn into a fucking prick?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at Chelsea?
They can't handle their shit.
Because my friend did that. It was the one that became a sloppy asshole drunk and grabbed her by her... No, you fucking decided to throw your hand down his fucking throat and then...
Ah, yeah, that's right. I should make him throw up.
And then he tried to, like, grab her leg or whatever.
He got angry. But anyway, continue.
That's the type of person you just had... You got to put some hands on him.
No. She deserved it. She's the one that went in there.
Initiated.
Well, he said...
You skank.
In my mouth, and I'm like, okay, just...
You don't engage drunk people, but yeah, let's...
So, this is going to be triggering for you, Cody, because this involves Chelsea's ex-boyfriend.
I don't care.
Okay, cool.
Mm-mm.
Trigger warning.
We're
just had one boyfriend before you, bro.
I had some in-betweens. Well, not boyfriends, but some side pieces. Ryan's and Brian's always confused me. They got me in trouble. But continue your story.
This is my story. Can I tell it?
That's why I said continue.
Are you okay with this, Gus?
Yeah, go ahead.
Were you here for this?
He was.
No, I wasn't there.
Yeah, I wasn't
there. No,
I don't remember him being there at all.
Nope, not at all.
You don't remember what happened.
I remember what happened because I was scared.
I'm starting to believe that nobody knows what happened.
I wasn't there. I just got that story, and it's funny.
Have you ever met one of those guys who becomes an asshole when they drink?
Yes, once again.
We got your crying drunks, your laughing drunks, your asshole drunks, your sleeping drunks. Chelsea's ex-boyfriend was the asshole kind of drunk. This particular night, we were getting into this habit of drinking at Shepherd's house, right? I don't know where you were at this time, Shepherd. You were probably hanging out with your other friends or some shit.
Oh, yeah, probably toking it up.
Smart man.
So
smart
was
man.
Me, Cowboy, Baby Bear wasn't there. Me, Cowboy, Chelsea's ex-boyfriend, and then some of his crew. And we started off pretty strong. We started hitting the shots heavy. We started drinking. And precursor to this, in downtown Irving, there's a fountain right between by a library. A very public fountain. You drive by. It's on the main road off of
Irving. It's right by City Hall.
Irving Boulevard. And right next to City Hall is a fucking police station.
Yep.
Irving PD. We've gone drinking and swimming in that fountain in our underwear so many times. We've always ended up there. It's ridiculous.
It's like a ritual, but
I don't know why y'all always do it.
It's just because it felt good.
Sometimes it was freezing and you needed to sober up. We were so drunk, we jump in there, sober up, and jump back in the car.
I think the coldest it was like 20-something degrees.
It
and like
hurt to step in there.
It like pins and needles.
I think it was snowing, sleeting.
Gentlemen, y'all are idiots. But continue.
So we would do that. We'd go swimming in this fountain. It's a public fountain. It says no swimming. We would get drunk and then go swim in it and then jump back with the car.
Which is like a block or two away from the freaking police station.
Less than a block, really. All right, go ahead.
So, yeah, it's on the main road.
Yeah.
So we did this. And it was a ritual. Must have done it at least 104 times at this point. This particular night, I can remember. So we're drinking. We have these new crew faces around. And Cowboy, I swear to God, it was fucking Cowboy, who had the idea to go always. There. He was all like, hey, man, let's take these guys to the fountain. And I remember distinctly saying, I don't want to. Not tonight. Just something in me says I don't want to. He's like, come on, man. You're the soberest. And I was, none of us were sober, but I was the soberest drunk because I can handle my liquor. Take my car keys. Take my car keys. I remember all this. You weren't there. So I'm sorry. Were you there?
Continue.
Thank you. So I jumped. So I drove the car. We drove up to the place and maybe, again, not that far from it, a block away by where there's this old people's home. I was turning a corner and then that's when all the liquor hit me. Or as I maybe in between here and there.
I've been there.
I was blacking out.
Yeah.
I popped a tire. Don't remember. I hit a curb, popped a tire. So they're parked up. There's a crew. There's a guy in the crew. He was sober. So we're in like full crisis mode because everyone's outside trying to change the tire at this point. And me, I'm wasted. Matt, Cowboy, he's in the backseat already asleep because he's wasted. Santos, who's the only one on our level, we were. From what I can remember, and jump in here this is where I'm blacked out and I'm going by bits and pieces and what other people told me. From what I could tell, nothing was getting done, and I talked to Chelsea's ex-boyfriend and said, hey man, let's go, while we're here already, let's go swim. Let's go do that. So me and him walked over there. We could walk there. That's how close it was. We took our clothes off and went swimming in there. And I remember we kind of bonded. We had a bro moment because he was thinking about joining the military or some shit. I remember talking about that with him. And yeah, we're jumping around the water all cool and everything. Why are you making a face?
Very non-heterosexual Nothing. Way.
I want to know, where are your like female friends during all of this?
We didn't have any. What female friends? We were females.
Like, I don't know. Like,
I was the only female friend.
Like, whenever we used to go swimming, there'd be at least, like, the group of females we hung out with.
No, they had a bromance. They have bromances.
We had those, too, but we had...
No, it was just straight bromance.
True way of the samurai, dog.
Yeah, it's like a council. It was like...
Council of men, brothers. Yeah.
But continue.
Knights of the round table.
True men. Wearing loincloths. Bathing each other and slaying demons.
Mm-hmm.
Slaying in your woods against each other.
So, was this the part where you picked me up?
You're the only one there.
Okay, so your ex-boyfriend walked back then.
Yeah.
I was flopping around. Had the fight happen at this point?
No.
Okay. So I thought I walked back. Wow. What was I? Okay. So what happened? You tell me.
So I actually get a call. I can't remember who I got a call from, but I remember getting a call saying like, hey, we got a flat. We need help. And I'm like, shit. I don't like driving around in Irving that night because... Police are bad.
Okay. Oh, here's a
police are so here's bad a side in Irving. Piece.
There's yep. In Irving, there's a fucking cop on every corner. There's a lot of people who want that job for some reason, and they are overstaffed on cops. Some of those cops need to go to Dallas because they don't have anybody. But there is a cops on every fucking corner.
They'll catch your ass for fucking breathing wrong.
They yeah. will. They're waiting. They're just waiting to catch you. To the minute you throw a litter, there's four cops on you all. Grab you out your car.
I remember I was randomly followed by one. It was her and I together driving back from somewhere. And
yeah, we're coming from Fiesta. Fiesta.
And my tags or something was wrong with my car to where I was like, no, my tags were hot. That's what it was. And I was like, they're going to run these fucking tags and they're just going to come up with nothing. They're going to be like, sir, did you steal this vehicle and all this other shit?
Yeah, they're bad. They will follow you.
There's just so many of them.
They're bored. They got nothing to do.
They're overstaffed, and nothing happens in Irving.
Oh, shit. I'll give them something to do.
I did that night.
Because you remember when Mama had the...
Mama?
Mama. You remember Mama did that?
Your West Dallas came out for a second, homie.
You sound country.
No, but you remember when Mom had that car that almost hit the house?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, remember all those fucking police officers came?
Oh, yeah.
There was like... 7 up to 10.
Remember when on the podcast when my sister got her car hit?
Oh, I remember. I heard that.
Oh, yeah. They're quick.
Man, they are bored. They are overstaffed. And they, I mean, God, they.
They're fucking on their way before I called.
There was two down the street.
Oh, yeah.
Around the street.
Yeah, because there was, when the car almost hit, there was like, I didn't know that there was a fucking truck. Police cars?
Mm-hmm. SUVs?
Yeah. No, truck.
Oh, like actual, like...
Like truck trucks.
Like, yeah, like Silverado.
Pickups.
Yeah. I didn't know that. I thought that was just a movie. It's like, I knew that they have them, but I thought they never really drove them. Yeah,
that blew my mind when I saw it first.
So. I'm all like, the fuck?
I was like, oh, shit, they stepping this shit up. All right.
That's the thing. Irving PD has dollars. The most money, too. They got the... I've seen them with the trucks and the Silverados before.
Yeah, no, I've seen the SUVs. I seen them with that truck that one night, and I'm all like... And there was like... 7, 10 of them outside Mama's house.
They light up the whole neighborhood. This is like a block party with their red lights. Anyways.
This is a big ass tangent.
You came and picked me up. I know.
So yeah. So I'm over here praying that I don't hit a cop and have them follow me. I go to the fountain because that's where they said they were at. They were like, we're at the fountain. So I go to the fountain. All I see is fucking Jay fucking jumping around in the fucking water like a fucking dolphin. He sees me and I'm like, hey, Jay, where's everybody at? He's like, oh, they're over there.
Okay, I am blacking in and out at this point. I remember bits and pieces of
it. Man, you're having the time of your life.
So, should have left my ass there.
No, I picked your ass up and I'm like, get in.
So, out of curiosity, because I know what size you were at that time, what size was this man at that time?
What are you trying to say?
Like, you were, like, itty-bitty, like, teeny-weeny.
She didn't pick me up. She told me to get my ass in the car.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, he walked. He was still... I wasn't going to fucking drag him. No, he was drunk, but he could still walk.
I didn't know if he was dead.
Like I'm saying, I'm a pretty sober drunk. Or not sober drunk. Like, most people would be throwing up, crawling around on the floor. I can still walk.
When you're pissed drunk, you, like, start philosophizing.
Yeah. I'm like a juggernaut. I can't really be stopped.
I go into Scarface mode if it's at a certain scenery.
But, yeah, so he came around, and I'm like, get in the car. He got in the car, and he was just spouting out all this philosophical shit, and I'm like, I don't need to hear this. I don't want to know all of this. I'm like, where are y'all at? He's like, oh, we're over here. Just by Days of Vala type, I think.
There's a what?
By Days of Vala. And I'm all like, Days of Vala is like over there.
It was Once Again, the new school that just got built.
Yeah, so he ends up taking me, and I'm all like, when I saw where they were at, and I'm looking, I'm like, they're right behind the fucking police station.
So we were, yeah.
This is a bad area to be in. So, take over, because I drove you drunk.
Okay, so we get there, and I guess her ex-boyfriend had walked back, and I wasn't helping, and I'm in my underwear at this point, and I remember this. Like, people are getting heated because they can't fix a tire. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much time lasts. I know some time lasts. And I ended up jumping in the bushes because cars kept on passing by. I think she was getting in my head. She was saying that this is bad. So they're like, hide or something. And I went and hid in the bushes. And I had, like, so many cuts on me. These weren't the, like, nice bushes. These were those thin, stringy fucking motherfuckers. Yes. Yes.
Why don't you, like, gather the people that you know that are going to get fucked over by this? Like, him and your boyfriend at the
time? You'll soon find out. You'll soon find out if you can continue this
story. Hindsight's always 20/20, bro.
Listen to the story and you'll find out.
So, anyways, I'm hiding in the bushes. Shit's not getting done. And then this guy, her ex-boyfriend, Mr. Angry Pants, gets in a fight with his homeboy over I don't know what. I hear them... chirping off. Do you remember the details? What
it was basically his friend telling him, like, you need to get your shit together. Because at this point, I've already had arguments with my ex. And we were on, like, kind of, like, on thin ice. Right. Yeah. We're on third strike, or who was going on to third strike. And he was telling, like, you need to get your shit together and blah, 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 blah. And, of course, he's angry drunk. So he's just like, fuck you. And that's basically kind of what started it. And then he just got pissed and stormed off.
So when he was walking off, the guy who I told you was sober drunk was trying to stop him and was pulling him back. And I'm, again, hearing this. And apparently, because I heard later, he successfully was able to get him back. But I came out and I was like, he's fine, bro, because I can remember this in my drunk state. I'm like, I know what kind of, I've gone into it with his ass before when he was drunk. I'm like, I can help. We just had a bromance. We bonded. We're cool. So I'm like, I got it. As soon as I went in there. It exacerbated him again. He turned and walked off. And I'm like, I got him. I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. Y'all do what y'all got to do. So,
and again, we're all like, Jake, no, get over here. No, I got it. I can fix this.
We're best friends.
I'll say I can fix this.
You're like, I can fix this. I got this. I'm like, I got this. And I'm like, Jay, you're a fucking idiot.
Why did you stop me, Chelsea? I'm just kidding. It wasn't.
There's no stopping you, so idiots.
I'm following him. He's walking down.
Okay. We touched tips.
I'm actually surprised Matt didn't even do anything at that point.
He was
point.
Asleep in the back of the car, I remember. He was out. They were asking his ass where the jack was, and he was like, over and over.
That makes sense.
He was out.
That makes sense.
So I'm following this guy. We make it onto main road. And then at this point, it turned from me having a good time to me. He was being an asshole. He was like, fuck you, motherfucker. You know, he's railing. And I'm like, what the? And I'm like, okay, it's switching up. I'm like, fuck this. So we went up past the water fountain and took a left. And now we're walking on the main road.
I think it's the street right before the main road, actually.
Well, they caught us on the main road. They caught us on the main road.
No, because we saw the lights. It's that one street right before the main road.
Oh.
Kind of like, you know where that that cafe is
right
at?
Off the main road. Joe's Cafe. It's right off of it, but it's on it.
Oh, Rock Island.
Rock Island.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So
I deliver on the street.
We're walking up Rock Island, and at this point, he's pissing me off. And he's saying that, fuck you. Fuck off, man. I'll walk all the way back home to Oak Cliff or whatever, or West Dallas. And then this voice, I'm pissed now. Because I'm like, okay, I'm going out of my way in my underwear to help you out. Fuck you, dude. And it's getting, it's pissing me off, too. So he says something. He says, fuck you, fuck your mom, and don't ever go there with me. It's a thing. So as he turned around, I pushed him. Like, hey, I pushed him forward.
Fuck.
So I pushed him forward. And he stumbled two steps, not hard, just to check his ass, just to, you know, heat check him, make sure you want to keep going this way.
Tune his ass up a little bit.
Just to make sure he's, you know, you want to keep going this way, this is going to go. So I pushed him forward and he stumbled two steps. I was like, let's go back, man. So he turned around and I remember all this. This I remember clearly. Were you there for this?
No, we weren't.
So he turned around. We're both in our underwear at this fucking point. Does he have a shirt on? Is he in his underwear?
No, he didn't have a shirt on.
Okay, so we're still in our underwear from this shit. So he stops from me pushing him in his back and turned around, and he fucking swings at me. So he's turning around from him facing forward, swinging at me, and this is like the best duck I've ever done ever, because I was fucking blackout drunk, and even still I remember it was a duck. He swings at me. I guess he's obviously fucked up. He swung way too high. I'm a tall but not that tall, so I ducked under it perfectly. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, there goes
this, because it's too high.
Not too high, because I did duck to get under it.
You felt really fucking great after that, though, when you did that, though, didn't you?
The duck? Like, no, looking back on it, it was probably one of my most athletic moments. While being blackout drunk, dunking a fucking 360 swing. So I ducked it, and this fool is so drunk that he carries himself back around 360. The swing, yeah. His swing like proposal. And then I'm fucking livid. I'm like, I'm trying to help you. You fucking swing at me. I see his back. I'm like a cougar. I just see his back, and like I see weakness. I fucking jumped on his back. I'm like, that's what a cougar does. I'm fucking pissed. So I jump on his back and I grab him to take him down to the ground. And this This was the days before like UFC was big or anything. But I have my hand around his neck and I was getting into chokehold and I was seeking it in. At this point, I'm like, I gotta fucking kill him. I don't know nothing, dog. He's fucking dead. I'm gonna choke the life out of him.
I've never been in a fight before. What
no,
do I do?
I'm like, I've tried everything to help him. He swings at me. I'm a fucking wild animal. I don't know anything. I just see, I'm fucking, he's meat to me. He's just fucking meat.
You fucking threaten me?
I'm gonna choke. I'm trying to help you. And did you swing at me? I'm in there.
You're dead.
I sunk it in like a cougar sinks his fangs in.
Fucking Jay's
and I was
over squeezing. Here. Fucking Jay's over here. Best friend, don't make me do this to you. Don't make me do this to you, best friend.
Not at all.
Fucking Will Smith, I Am Legend. He's killing his dog. He's got that one tear.
I don't want to. It was the kind of thing I imagine is like a guy who's fed up with his wife. How I imagine Cody would do to Chelsea. He holds the pillow over and just starts shoving it and holding it and shaking as he's holding it on there.
That kind of moment of calm
purity. So this was before UFC, but we're rolling around and I finally feel comfortable. I seek it in and I'm starting to squeeze with the intention of popping this fuck's head off.
You got that rear naked.
We were both, it was literally rear naked.
both of us. I get it.
So I'm squeezing.
Erotica.
As soon as I start to squeeze, that's when the whoop whoop flashing red and blues come on.
All while this is happening, we're slowly fixing said car that was having
issues.
Y'all
still fixing the fucking car?
They walked off. We like, fuck.
I'm burning the fuck up out of there.
Oh, it all went downhill from there. As you can imagine, the cops got us. They later on, the reason it wasn't as bad, like you said, it could have been decent exposure. There was also a point where I was resisting arrest, too. But
did you run?
No. For the most part, the reason it wasn't as bad is because I was making them laugh. I'm pretty smart and savvy with the law. And I was like, I'm complying, mister. Go ahead and put the bracelets on me. And the reason the cops stopped in the first place, they said, they're like, you should go back and read the report because we don't know how fucking drunk you were. But the reason the cops stopped was because they thought there was two wild animals fighting on the side of a road. That's what they saw. So
you felt good about yourself.
The whole cougar analogy matched. Yes.
Hey, so, Dale, look at them two cougars fighting.
Oh,
shit, I'm
trying to fuck one.
Go ahead and pull all the four cops we got around the corners. Get these cougars taken care of it. So, yeah, apparently, they kept on asking me, what were you drinking? I just kept saying, I was drinking juice. And I remember standing up, man, I'm so tired. And there's like borderline, I'm blacking in and out, coming out. I remember being booked, being freezing, in my fucking chonies. Underwear in a concrete hallway, being way taller than the girl who's booking me. She's just looking at me and scared. And I was all like, don't be afraid of me. And she's looking at me like, are you serious? And then I turned around. And then
fucking gentle giant over here.
Blackout. I'm laying down on the cell. Like, my mouth is dry as fuck. I'm in the drunk tank. I'm like, hey, I'm all banging on the thing. And they're all like, you have to hit a button. I'm all like pounding it, and then I hear them coming in. Stop hitting the button. They're like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "Water." I'm like, "I'm dying of thirst." Like, there's a water fountain in your cell to your left. So I drink water, and I remember laying down, and then I just start singing "Gangster's Paradise," and then blacked out again. Man, my mom's was the only one who came to get me out. I haven't been right since. Yeah, come morning, I came out wearing the fucking paper. I guess they give you paper pants and paper top. Fucking, my mom was, as you can tell, not the proudest moment as a son to mom, but she just looked at me and
disappointment.
Yeah, woke up a day later with the most massive headache and a story that people won't let die. Apparently, God damn, this is like the eighth time I've told this shit.
So.
Also,
now the gal has questions. So did you ever speak to Santos?
Chelsea broke up with him the next day.
So you never got a chance. Like, y'all didn't have a texting or a friendly hey.
This was back in the day, man. I really don't think texting was. Well, I didn't have a phone. I was broke.
You're probably like, working. Hey.
This was between the years of 19 and 24 when I didn't work.
Oh my god. Some of us are working every day.
I'm making up. I'm working two jobs now. Making
up for it. Now, the funny thing is, when we got the car working, because Shelly ended up coming to help us because we were missing, like, I think, a crowbar. And she brought it and she just pissed at everybody. I'm like, you fucking idiots, right here by the police station. And as soon as we got the car working and we were driving, we passed by Rock Island, and we saw police officers, and I distinctly remember Shelly said, that better not be fucking Jay and Santos. And so we drove around, and I'm like, it's a fucking Jay and Santos.
That was probably the part where I was resisting arrest. The resisting arrest thing, so they could have gotten me for an indecent exposure, because I was in my underwear. They could have gotten me for, because there was a part where I was complying, apparently, from what they said, all the way up until the point where they wanted to put me in the car. And I was like, I don't want to go. Can I ride in the front seat? And they're like, get in the back. And I'm like, I'm not going to fit. My legs are too long. And then there's like five cops shoving me in the car that I didn't want to go into. And it could have been a resisting arrest. But no, all I came out with was a public intoxication and a night in the drunk tank.
And a funny ass report.
Yeah.
Have you seen that report yet?
No.
I don't want to
relive the crime. Y'all keep making me relive this PTSD.
Can you Google it while I ask him questions if you can find him on there?
I don't know. That'd be a great report to read. I
think you have to go up there.
Because weren't they telling you, oh man, the fucking report was funny as fuck.
The jailers, yeah. Whenever I was checking out the next day and I was aware then. I was calling the guy by the last name because I was on his thing. I was like, hey, Jeff. He looked young as fuck. I'm like, hey, Jeff. I'm like, where do I go? What do I do? Jeff. And he's all like, I was bullshitting with them too. Even then, I don't remember what I was saying, but he was like smiling and shaking his head. They all had this thing where they shake their head because I guess I was saying something stupid. I don't know. And he'd be all like, hey, man, I don't know what you're drinking, but you need to go look at that report because it's funny as fuck. And then he told me the thing about the animals. I'm like, oh, man, I don't ever want to come back here again.
So has that been your one and only time in being held?
One and only.
What?
Well, my ex been there three times.
What? Did you have probation or anything?
No. I'm sure there was a ticket. My mom paid it.
So hold on. Is public intoxication just like a ticket and that's it?
Practically, yeah. They keep you in the...
Drunk tank.
Oh, you should get public intoxicated more often.
I mean,
no, it comes.
It makes for a good story.
No, towing your car and all that.
I mean, if it's parked properly, you don't actually have to do all that. But it's just not worth it. But I'm just saying.
Are you telling people to go out and get a public intoxication?
I'm saying the need's there. I'm saying that if Jacko can get away with it long term, I think
I did the crime and I did my time. You did, and I don't ever want to do anything.
5 hours?
I'm institutionalized. I'm state struck. You see how I keep shit neat?
You blacked out. You don't remember it.
I had to
you slept most of the time, didn't you?
Been spending you weren't there. Most of life
you've never been to prison or jail.
Because I'm smart.
I'm just saying things are different in there.
I'm not going to lie. When I was locked up, I think I sang I'm locked up. Won't let me out.
Have you been locked up, sir?
Yes, once.
Really?
Tickets.
Speeding ticket?
No. I think one of them was no insurance. One of them was running a stop sign. And another one was not appearing in court.
I'm dating a baddie.
Oh, you got a baddie on you.
So I ended up going to jail for, I think, I want to say, like...
You like them baddies.
6 hours.
Look at my track record.
History repeating itself. Am I going to have to fight you in my underwear too, bro?
It would be my dream. Maybe at medieval time. Okay, maybe at Scarborough Fair, we'll see what we can get into.
Move on.
We'll give us those mud fights. Let's
talk about this shit, though.
Hold up. Last thing I have to ask, though. Did they make you remove your strings from your boxers or anything?
No, man. I was in jail, like, not prison.
No. But, like, at Duncanville, they make you take, like, the strings out of your shoes, the strings out of your shorts.
Why do you have strings in your boxers?
To tighten them?
Yeah, I'll just say.
But that's also weird.
Boxers don't have strings. Boxers, what the fuck?
Some of them do. Strings. Some of them do.
Do they? I think they're called basketball shorts.
Whatever underwear or whatever you're wearing, they make you wear take out the strings. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, first of all, I was only wearing my underwear when I went in.
And I think Jay is he's a boxer brief. Well, no, yep. You're a boxer.
Why do you know that? First of all, creep. Secondly, I still love wearing boxer briefs. It's the best of both worlds. You got the snugness and the comfortableness.
Because I've seen you more than I need to.
That's right.
Plenty of times.
You did see me get my boxers. You saw me. You picked me up from a fountain in my boxers. What do you mean you see me? Don't say that out loud. Plenty of times. That sounds weird.
It does sound weird.
That says something about you, though.
Yeah, I'm body positive. Fucking sue me. I'll go outside naked right now.
I'm comfortable with my body.
Yeah, so
I want to see it. Do it.
Sue me. I'll take my fucking shirt off.
Oh, no. Hold on. We also saw him at the freaking, at the wedding. Yeah, also.
Hot tub.
Yeah.
Yeah. Body positive.
Auto J machine.
I told you I'm body positive. So let's move on.
Got his ass chewed.
Body positive. Body positive, baby. This happens when I'm drunk. I guess I'm the drunk that takes the clothes off. Tequila makes my clothes. Isn't that a girl thing?
That's supposedly a girl thing, but it seems to apply to you.
Hey, man, it's 2021. Everyone is equal. Right, thank you, guys.
I think that's for everybody, really.
Thank you, guys.
I can say that I've only gone, I've gone skinny dipping, I want to say about a good 5 or 8 times, so never mind.
That's a good handful.
Yeah, so one of my buddies that had the house that everybody hung out with, we a couple times went skinny dipping, and then the apartment that was about a couple blocks over on the other side of the highway, we would go to, even when he wasn't available, to go into the pool, we'd jump into the pool after night at the apartments.
That was always a good thing, like sneaking into apartments to swim in their pools.
Y'all did that all the time.
Something else that we could have gotten arrested for.
Yeah. Looking back, that was like the thing to do in high school.
No, nobody's got a pool. The thing for y'all to do is go during winter when it's cold as fuck.
We went during the summer.
So that was what Matt wanted to do.
We always did. I hear you.
Yeah, we went during the summer. We didn't believe in that whole winter jumping in the water thing. I don't know what the hell it's meant to be. People
try it.
Think I'm gonna be all right. Hypothermia isn't exactly my game.
No, they were good.
Like I said, my daddy said,
I mean, to like it. When you're drunk, you're always hot.
No,
it's a nice cool 20
degree weather.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's an easy way to sober up. That's what we're doing.
I'm here to.
Me and Cowboy almost died.
Oh, tell that story.
I've told it already.
Yeah.
Funny.
But I'm sorry, but if I'm going to go jump in water that cold, everybody's got some titties flying around as well. So
that's always the best.
Yeah.
That's always the best.
Male or female?
A little bit of both.
Both.
Both, actually, yeah.
Did you ever play, what was that?
Chicken,
yep.
Of course.
Yeah.
Although,
it was always a girl boy.
Because I don't exactly want another dude's cock, like, right on the back of my
head. Exactly.
If you're up to that, hey, good on you. But I personally do not like cock on the neck.
How
would you know?
I just got a good.
You would know.
I don't need something like flinging across the backside of my neck.
Damn it, Peter. We're fucking losing.
He's not naked. Shoot to the left, man. Shoot to the left.
I don't want to get teabagged on my back, on the back of my neck either.
It's on the. What do you need the back of your neck for?
Not getting teabagged.
If it's on the front of your neck,
you're comfortable with me teabagging the back of your neck.
If it's going to win a game, I'm.
Because I've done it like that as well, list.
So then why are you defending so hard? What a front. But I've never done it. But like I said, I don't think that. Did you play footsies with me, Chelsea?
I thought
it was Cody. Might have been Cody.
Have you been skinny dipping?
All the fucking way over here.
Skinny dipping? I got arrested for it. I just told that story.
Oh.
That's not skinny dipping.
No.
What's the difference?
You're not fucking full out fucking nude.
I'm sure I've been naked in a pool. Just
I've been naked where other people could see it in public.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing that was really spectacular about it. But again, I'm body positive. It's probably a strange sensation for y'all, but again, I could take off my shirt and be okay with it. I told that joke to Guy the other day. He said something, and I was all like, dude, I'm body positive. I'm like, I'll take off my clothes. Oh, no, I know what it was. We're supposed to, people who come in the liquor store.
No body in, shaming.
No, girls who come in, it's a problem with females, who come into the liquor store dressed inappropriately, we're supposed to let them know and go get a shirt.
What? Oh, ma'am.
Girls who wear bra, like, boosty, just their bras.
Why?
Big ass bellies hanging out.
Why does it matter? Because
we have children who come in the store.
Okay, so who's the problem here? The one that brings their children to a liquor store, or the person that decides to just go to the liquor store?
Sometimes single parents don't have anyone to watch their kids, and they can't leave them in a hot car.
Oh, ma'am, can you please scoop your coochie up off the floor? We have kids here.
You should see some of the shit that these people come in. And one time, there was these pair
it's
of girls.
It's fucking liquor. It's like telling a stripper, like.
Well, I agree with the point. You're not supposed to dress like that in public. You know, we're a public business.
Well, who's the one that tells who to, how to, like.
I've dress. Done it. I've
coming
done
from
it
the
once.
Body shaming motherfucker. Well,
there was one time. There was one time.
I'm body positive.
Yeah, Mr. Body Positive.
No, the quote was, there was, what are you doing?
Grabbing her stomach.
There was one time.
Grabbing his tits.
Where,
hey, we're body positive here. Enough of that.
There's a pair of, these pair of girls who came in, and they were girls, and they were wearing like muscle t-shirts. Then.
Muscle t-shirts?
Wife beaters, so their nipple was falling out every now
and then. You mean a tank top?
Tank top.
Can't call them wife beaters anymore.
Whatever they are. Whatever.
The cheap tank tops.
But they were, like, well, men would wear because their boobs were, every now and then I'd see a nipple. And I told a guy about it after they left, and he got mad at me. He was all like, you should have told him. And I'm like, man, if that's, I'm body positive, like, if that's illegal, lock me up right now. And I'm like, fuck, I have been locked up. Turned out they came back later. Those women were actually dudes. Transvestites. Not that I was checking them out or anything. I fucking was. Sue me.
I know you did check it out, though.
They were dudes. They fucking.
Got a case of the gyno.
They were fucking smuggling the salami in their short shorts.
But we're also very transparent.
They unlocked
the
character customizer.
Say what you want. How are we on time?
My leg itches.
I just want to say that these stories with Jackal J have been very interesting, and I'd like to hear some more about them.
So. Yeah, I miss him on the podcast, but it's
once
in a blue moon.
Can't miss him anymore. He's on three now, straight.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, he gets a cookie.
You get a ghost star, sir.
He gets his coupon punched.
I think I got a good story for next week.
Listen to the AK Sports story.
Huh?
Give me a tease.
It involves a possible decapitation, possible incarceration.
I don't think I know that story.
Oh, hold on.
It's going
to
be a great
story. We didn't get into the story yet. That's right.
Do I know the story?
I thought you did, but.
Everybody will know next week.
Well, just say, do I know it? You can say if I know it.
Oh, yeah, you know it. I just told you.
AK Sportstorium.
Thank you for joining us.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for giving us a second chance. Please go share this wherever the fuck.
You won't. I'm drunk.
I'm drunk. We're drunk. Love you.
Love you.
Drank a whole bottle of wine. I'm feeling pretty
good
right now.
Have a good week.
Bye.
I love you. You're going to crush it this week.